From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. The United States reaffirms its support for Israel. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden arrived Tuesday in Tel Aviv for talks with Israeli leaders. Biden arrived in the Jewish state amid new violence involving Palestinians and Israeli authorities. Palestinian attackers shot and stabbed police officers and civilians in separate assaults in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. One of the victims who was killed was identified as an American tourist. President Obama has acknowledged there will be no comprehensive Israeli-Palestinian peace agreement before he leaves office. Vice President Biden will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday. Iran said Tuesday it conducted ballistic missile tests at several sites across the country in order to show its deterrent power and readiness to confront threats. The tests came 2 months after the United States imposed new sanctions against five Iranian nationals and a network of companies with links to banned missile activity. Iran defended two previous missile tests last October as being a matter of national security after the U.S. and other Western powers said the launches violated a U.N. Security Council resolution. The UN Refugee Agency said Tuesday it is concerned some parts of an EU-Turkey proposal to stem the flow of refugees and migrants into Greece, including a possible blanket return of individuals, may violate international law. The UN Refugee Agency said aspects of the proposed agreement need to be clarified. This is VOA News. Communities around the world are taking part in International Women's Day events today. Started in 1908 by a mass protest by thousands of women in New York City seeking better pay and working conditions, International Women's Day has evolved into a day to take stock of the progress made toward gender equality, as well as issues that still need to be addressed. The United States has made huge strides since that first march in 1908. Women have won the right to vote and make up half of the workforce. Pakistani security agents on Tuesday rescued the kidnapped son of a governor who was assassinated by his bodyguard after speaking out against the country's controversial blasphemy laws. The agents found 33-year-old Shahbaz Taseer in a room behind a hotel in the Kuchlak area near Quetta, the capital of Pakistan's restive Balochistan province near the Afghan border. He was abducted in 2011, months after his father, Governor Salman Taseer, was shot to death by his bodyguard. The U.S. government has added to the sanctions against the Lord's Resistance Army and the African rebel group's leader, Joseph Kony. The Treasury Department says the financial sanctions announced Tuesday are in response to the U.S.-designated terrorist group's targeting of civilians in the Central African Republic. Bangladesh's highest court has rejected an appeal by a senior Islamist leader upholding his death sentence for war crimes committed during the country's 1971 war for independence with Pakistan. Chief Justice Surendra Kumar Sinha announced the decision Tuesday against Mir Qasem Ali. The 63-year-old is a leader of the Jamaat-e-Islami party and was convicted in 2014 on 8 charges that included the abduction of a young man and his killing in a torture cell. South Korea has imposed a new set of unilateral sanctions against North Korea in response to the regime's latest nuclear and ballistic missile tests. Under the sanctions announced Tuesday, Seoul blacklisted 40 North Koreans and 30 organizations involved in the North's nuclear development program, barring them from engaging in financial dealings in South Korea. China's trade activity declined more than expected last month due to weak demand in the global economy and reduced business activity during the Lunar New Year holidays. The Customs Bureau announced Tuesday that exports plunged 25.4% from the same period a year ago to $126.1 billion, while imports fell to 13.8%. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.